This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will expand his cabinet today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and several senior NDA leaders will attend the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna at 12:10 p.m. Our correspondent reports that the cabinet expansion is being carried out based on the formula followed in the previous government. Around 15 BJP and 14 JDU MLAs are likely to take oath as ministers. Additionally, two ministers from Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas and one each from Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha are expected to be inducted. Most of the positions in the cabinet are likely to be given to familiar faces from BJP and JDU. However, a few new faces may also be included. From JDU, the name of Nishant Kumar is being discussed. In a shocking incident, Chandranath Rath, close aide of BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari, was shot dead by unidentified assailants in Madhyam Gram, North Chaubis Parganas district of West Bengal. According to reports, miscreants on motorbikes opened indiscriminate fire at his car in Doharia last night. Chandranath was rushed to a local hospital but was declared dead on arrival. His driver, Buddhadev Behra, also sustained multiple bullet injuries and has been shifted to Kolkata Hospital in critical condition. President Draupadi Murmu received her Vietnamese counterpart, Tô Lâm, at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday evening. She also hosted a banquet in the honour of the visiting dignitary. The president said the elevation of India-Vietnam ties to an enhanced, comprehensive strategic partnership will not only provide momentum to the bilateral cooperation, but also contribute to peace and prosperity in the region. Yesterday, India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments, and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tô Lâm in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
भारत और वियतनाम का bilateral trade पिछले एक दशक में double होकर 16 billion dollar तक पहुंच चुका है. 2030 तक इसे 25 billion dollar तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं.
The United States and Iran are inching closer to a preliminary understanding to ease the conflict in West Asia, with regional sources saying a draft memorandum is under active consideration. The reported one-page 14-point framework would open a 30-day window for negotiations towards a wider agreement. Iran says it is still reviewing the proposal, while U.S. President Donald Trump described the situation as under control, but warned that military action could resume if talks fail. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in consultations with U.S. officials on the progress of the negotiations, according to Israeli sources. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Keralam, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka today. Thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are expected to prevail over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttar Pradesh. According to IMD, similar conditions are predicted over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Assam, Meghalaya, Coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan and Gangetic West Bengal. Delhi will host Commonwealth Table Tennis Championships 2026 at the Tyagaraja Stadium, with players from more than 35 countries expected to participate. Jointly organized by Delhi Government Table Tennis Federation of India, the championship will be held from July the 27th to August the 2nd. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 33 runs in Hyderabad last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.